I'm Keith Peters reporting. The Supreme Court wrestled with major questions about the growing issue of homelessness on Monday as it considered whether cities can punish people for sleeping outside when shelter space is lacking. During oral arguments, Justice Neil Gorsuch asks Deputy Solicitor General Edwin Kneedler how far Eighth Amendment protection should stretch as cities struggle with managing homeless encampments that can be dangerous and unsanitary.
How about if there are no public bathroom facilities? Do people have an Eighth Amendment right to defecate and urinate outdoors?
No, we...
Is that conduct or is that status?
It's obviously there's conduct there, and we are not suggesting that cities can't enforce their...
Why not, if there are no public facilities available to homeless persons?
It's the most significant case before the high court in decades on the issue and comes as record numbers of people are without a permanent place to live in the U.S. Former President Donald Trump doesn't fault House Speaker Mike Johnson for passing a $95 billion foreign aid package with help from Democrats. He told AM 990 The Answer Philadelphia that the Republican majority is too slim to have much leverage.
Well, remember, the speakership we're talking about has one, you know, we're a majority by one vote, and you can't really get too tough.
Georgia GOP Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene has threatened to oust the speaker for pushing through the aid bill. Columbia University canceled in-person classes and police arrested dozens of students at Yale University as tensions over Israel's war with Hamas continue to grow on U.S. college campuses. The moves at the Ivy League schools came hours before Monday evening's start of the Jewish holiday of Passover. This is SRN News. Jews began celebrating Passover at sundown.
The holiday, which runs for 8 days, commemorates God's deliverance of the 12 tribes of Israel from bondage in Egypt, as detailed in the book of Exodus. The centerpiece of the celebration is the Seder meal, a dinner meant to be similar to the one eaten by Jewish families on the eve of their departure from Egypt. This year, Passover will be observed in the shadow of Israel's war with Hamas and fresh hostilities with Iran. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Some Americans are embracing astrology. A new Harris poll finds more than 6 in 10 people say astrology provides comfort in uncertain times by serving as a reassuring friend for those seeking guidance. Majorities of poll respondents say they would consult the stars for self-care or health advice, relationship advice, and for help making major career and life choices. Millennials are the group most likely to turn to astrology. This is SRN News. Groundbreaking took place today on a $12 billion high-speed passenger rail line between Las Vegas and the Los Angeles area.
Brightline plans to have trains running by 2028 from just south of the Las Vegas Strip to a commuter rail hub in Rancho Cucamonga, California. The track will be laid in the median of Interstate 15, where motorists sitting in traffic jams would see trains whisk past at speeds comparable to Japan's bullet trains. A Brightline sister company already operates a fast train between Miami and Orlando in Florida. Ron DeRockster reporting.
Police in Los Angeles have arrested a suspect following a break-in at the home of Mayor Karen Bass. Bass said Monday she and her family are fine. Los Angeles police say a suspect was arrested shortly after smashing a window to get inside Getty House at around 6:40 a.m. Sunday. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.